The first day of a new right-wing reality for Italy, and feelings are mixed.
Well, I expect more political self-determination for Italy now within the limits of the European Union's rules to let ourselves be heard with a more decisive voice.
Evidently, I'm not someone who voted for her, because I'm not a supporter of the right. But this doesn't mean that I think the country wanted to show, once again, a rebellion. I think that Enrico Letta's political campaign was completely wrong. He wasn't the right person, and I'm sorry for the Italians who voted for him, because it was evident he would have lost.
Politically, the centre-left Democratic Party came second behind Giorgia Meloni's Brothers of Italy. But it's all about coalition politics here, which means they will be in the opposition.
Today is a sad day for Italy, for Europe. Tough days lie ahead. We fought as much as we could to avoid this outcome. We fought for our values and with the aim to taking Italy into the future.
Meloni addressed her supporters in the early hours of Monday morning, saying she would represent all Italians and unite the country. Her right-wing coalition gained around 44% of the vote, meaning it will hold a majority in both houses of parliament.
She has good reasons to be happy, of course, because the party was so successful, 26% of the votes, which is huge result, actually the greatest result of a radical right party in Europe. But at the same time, she has some good news to be worried about the stability of her government, new government. And this is due to the fact that the other partners of the coalition did not so well. And this might result even in a crisis of the League and in a crisis of the leadership of the party right now.
Italian media across the political spectrum have called it a historic win, an earthquake in the country's politics. Meloni takes Italy. But Giorgia Meloni's party has no previous government experience. And considering the many challenges facing Italy, like the energy and economic crisis and the soaring cost of living, winning may just have been the easy part. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, Rome.